time once again to make a video about Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
She taught me how to be a good liar. A very good liar without any conscience.
So recently some new things have come up about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. One of the things that we observed last time was that on her social media, she's deleted or privated a lot of things, left some stuff up, but most of it's gone. But there is a channel that's called Without a Crystal Ball, who is apparently friends or was friends and had contact with Gypsy's stepmom, what's her name, Christy. And has a lot of information. So check out the channel, actually, if you want to get some of that alleged tea of the behind the scenes with what's going on with Gypsy. There's some wild stuff in here. But apparently this Without a Crystal Ball got a message from Christy that Gypsy is with a new PR team and like gave the whole outline, everything that she needs to do to turn her image around. It all involves the baby. It all involves, like, you know, make videos about baby names, make videos about what you're doing to prepare for the baby, you know, record the pregnancy, like all your pregnancy steps, you know, do all that stuff. Don't talk about anything negative. Like it's like it says right here, like post about conflicts and controversies, share unverified information and rumors, engage with publicized negative comments or trolls. They're like, no more of this negativity stuff that you keep focusing around, like this, like drama stuff. It is hurting your image. It's what we've been saying since the beginning. Like none of this has helped her at all. It's been quite the opposite. So yeah, she's got a new PR team, and whenever we had our first kid, me and Mary, we also recorded everything and like did like family vlogs and stuff like that. And it was during that time that we learned that not everything needs to be content.
Right.
Like you're having a kid. You're like, oh, this is a big moment. I want to share this with everyone and the fans. But really, you shouldn't. And some things just need to be your life, you know, and for you to enjoy. Because
for you guys,
when you see like negative replies, like people being really creepy in the comments, and instead of like enjoying the moment, and then but instead you get your phone out to record it, kind of stuff. We learned that that's not what we wanted to do. But I understand in like Gypsy's situation and coming from like a PR standpoint, like this is like the only thing she's got going that can like kind of turn it around for her quickly. So I get why they're telling her to do it, but I wish she wouldn't. I wish she would just kind of just stop. But
yeah.
As they go through it, it's very obvious that Gypsy is wanting to become some kind of content creator. And have an online presence so that she can make money, right?
Make sure you use your hashtags.
here, this one. Heart your favorite comments. When you heart a comment, viewer may get a notification that you loved what they wrote. This is a quick and effective way to build fan loyalty and show your appreciation to viewers. Just true. You go in there and you like them. I do it. Like I go there and I like a comment and I leave a heart on it, and you know they'll be oh Sumatos can like my comment, and they'll come back and they'll keep commenting, right? Like that's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
The PR company she has knows what they're talking about is what I'm getting at. But I guess I just got mixed feelings about it because all of this is about just her pregnancy and the baby. But like, what else can she do after ruining her image with this terrible TV show that we're fixing to go through?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like baby kicks, post content that shows the baby's kicking, host a baby shower with pictures.
Yeah, don't talk about your mother.
Here. That's in here. Yeah, don't talk about Ryan. Don't talk about any of that stuff. Just make it about you and the baby. Without a Crystal Ball has a lot more stuff. Like me and Dane were kind of just looking through this latest video here that's like Gypsy Rose Blanchard's explosive fight with stepmom Chrissy, which goes into detail about how Gypsy Rose and her stepmom off camera do not get along. And that Gypsy Rose cut ties with her stepmom at some point, and money is involved, and allegedly, of course, nothing's confirmed for me, but they show emails and stuff. It pretty much confirms everything that we've been saying just from watching it, being like, yeah, this is weird. So it feels good to kind of see that and not have to just like keyboard warrior. Well, I'm watching her act weird, so I feel like she's being weird. No, yeah. Ken, she went through a lot. She has, but she's also doesn't mean that she's a default good person.
And there was also that one other thing that, you know, that can't go too far into, but you know what I mean? Like we were talking about, you know, how can the doctors actually do these things just off her mother's, you know, word, you know, like they're actual professionals, you know what I mean? And
oh yeah,
it kind of, you know, touches on some of that.
Yeah, they were talking about like the munch whatever it's called, munch by proxy.
Problem. Yeah.
Yeah, and like how the doctors did things to Gypsy that they had medical reasons to do. Like they didn't just like trust the mom and just perform these surgeries. Like right. there was kind of, and they talk about the defense they set up in court because the mom was dead, so she couldn't really refute.
Yeah, you can't refute when you're dead.
Yeah, and so it just kind of kind of puts a lot of shadow of doubt on a lot of the stuff and that's going on. And, oh, they also talk about how Gypsy still to this day messages Ryan. Like if she has a fight with Ken, she still goes back and talks to Ryan.
Going and then back that, and like, forth between the two, playing them against each other.
Yeah. I tell you, dude, like me and Mary have talked about this. She loves the drama. She loves like making people dance like puppets. But anyway, let's get to the actual episode. That's a bunch of wild stuff. We could probably make a whole video about all that, but that's not what we're here to do. So the episode starts out. They're in the car. They're leaving Ryan's house. They just went and picked up Gypsy stuff that she wanted. Then left the dog behind because, you know, she doesn't actually want the dog.
You know, that was the hardest.
Well, she took a guitar. Is that her guitar? They robbed Ryan?
They didn't rob this man.
They filled up four suitcases that we can see. She's just leaving for 2 weeks so she can clear her head. Yeah, right.
Right.
Just let it all out right now if you want to, Gypsy. Scream if you want to. It's okay.
Stepmom's over there coaching her, like, scream, you know, make a big scene right now for the camera. We're recording. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Call Ken if you want to. All right.
Message Ryan.
Let it out.
He keeps texting me. He's like, you know, if you don't, just to tell me you don't love me. Tell me that.
It's not that you don't.
And I'm like, I can't.
You don't love him.
You, I don't.
Right. You don't love him like you should.
Whatever. The same whole thing that she just like will not. She like refuses to admit that she doesn't love him at all. You know, it's
God.
Painful. And I don't know if it's because like if she actually just has something, some, I don't know, you know, or she's just like leaving the door open. Like she's not going to say, oh, yeah, I can't say that because I do want to come on. Let me dangle that carrot, Ryan. Come on. Come on.
Because she's got to keep him on the leash, too. You know what I'm saying? That way you can't bounce between dudes if you ain't got more than one dude. Come on now.
I mean, that's true. I mean, she hasn't lived with Ken yet. She doesn't know anything about the guy, really, other than what they've talked about. She might not like him either. Mm. He may be a food hoarder.
What do you see his fridge?
Yeah, check his fridge out.
I thought that I tried.
You did?
Nobody thinks that you tried, Gypsy. Literally nobody. Mm-mm. You can't speak that into existence. No.
Tried where? Try
show me where you tried, please. They keep driving in the car and they kind of keep making she keeps making excuses for herself as she goes.
I married him because I thought that this marriage could work.
Oh, it froze up.
And nobody faults you for that.
Yeah, nobody faults you for marrying someone because you didn't love them. You just thought it could work. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I just thought it would work.
She needed somewhere to go after prison.
She said two episodes ago that he was a rebound. Keep your own story straight, geez. But what does Dad think about this whole situation?
That way, and you made a mistake and realize it and say it and take some action, I think it's going to help her grow a lot.
She's married for 3 months. She's growing a lot from this, Dane. Yeah. She's learned so much. But don't worry, she got her ring light, though, because you know she's an influencer girly now. She's got to have the ring light so you look good.
Right.
But dang, how does she feel about the dog, though? She left the poor puppy dog behind. How does she feel about that?
Having to leave Pixie behind, that was hard. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's no offense to Ryan.
She's kind of, it was hard, and that's it. And then she moves on and starts talking about
it. It was hard.
Yeah, I'm not trying to offend Ryan or anything. I just don't love him, you know? It's
Yeah, we know why you're doing what you're doing, too. Ain't got nothing to do with Ryan.
I mean, when they got the puppy, Ryan said it'd be a big responsibility and asked her if she'd be able to take care of it. And Gypsy got mad and, like, walked out on the balcony and they had, like, a fight about it. And then blamed him for being, like, her mother, you know, manipulating her or whatever. And, yeah, then she immediately abandoned it. Wow. Mm. Poor puppy dog. How dare you?
He is a good person, But he himself has baggage that he brings into our marriage.
Ryan has baggage, Dane. Ryan is the one that has baggage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what's in that baggage? Condiments, all right? Because you had to replace them. You threw them all away, Gypsy. He needs more condiments.
How dare he bring baggage to a relationship?
Those were groceries. Oh,
God. Imagine, like, people having their own problems that they need to work through, you know, when they get into a relationship. I can't believe it. Nuts.
Man. Even on the show here, my man was trying to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Like, he sat down and tried to work things out, I think, with words.
Speaking of words, Gypsy's got a couple more words about their relationship.
Like, I texted Ryan, and I'm like, I want to hold you. I want to make it better. I want the hurt to go away. Mm.
She just wants to hold him and make it better. Mm. She's just a bleeding heart. She's doing everything she can, Dane. She's just yapping. She's just...
I wish I could hold you, Ryan.
Everything wrong in my life is my fault, but I place the blame on everyone else. Oh, I wish I could just make it better by not doing this to you, Ryan, but I'm going to do it.
But I'm doing it.
So then it cuts to Ryan. This is a week later, and you know, they cut away from Gypsy just blabbing about stuff that none of it's true to check on Ryan. Here Ryan is petting the dog.
She texted me and said...
At least he loves the dog.
But I still love you. Man, I miss you. You know, things like that.
Manipulation City.
Huh? Yeah, man.
Just so much of it. I still love you. God, dude.
I just love Ken Moore, okay? It's not your fault, Ryan.
Yeah, they're not even talking about any of that right now. They're just like pretending it doesn't exist in this moment.
But yet, she's stringing this man along, dude.
Dude, just watch this, though. Watch this.
And the first thing she does is send me a picture that people have got that released of her and Ken. This is it.
So she sends him this. And in this picture, she doesn't have her wedding ring on anymore.
Oh, my God.
And then they go get matching tattoos within this. Oh, my dude. It's like.
Wow.
It's, yeah.
Ken came to visit me. No kidding. No kidding. Your stepmom probably had the date lined up the moment you moved back. And probably. Oh, dude.
Her not wearing a ring. I said, that was evil. She wrote, we just hung out.
Yeah, we just hung out. I'm just putting my hand on his chest to show I don't have my ring on, you know? We just hung out, Ryan.
Oh, my God, dude.
And we just got tattoos, right? We just got tattoos, matching tattoos. That's fine. How do you feel about that, Ryan? How do you feel about the matching tattoos?
The matching tattoos broke my heart.
Because he was there when they went and got tattoos the first time.
Yeah. She didn't get anything matching with him. Mm-mm. Well, he got a rose. She's like, oh, I'm going to get some not you stuff, man.
I'm going to get a squiggly line that means something.
Yeah. It's like, did I mean anything? Did I mean anything?
You did not, sir. And the unfortunate part is she needed you and you were used. That's it, bro.
She needed you because she can't sign her own lease for an apartment. You know, she can't pass the background check.
Yep. She needed somewhere to go until she could figure it all out. You were what was needed at the time. But she might need you later. So she's going to
stick around. Maybe. Around,
but she still loves you. All right. Wink, wink.
So after that, they cut to a phone conversation that her and Ryan are having.
I don't want to be hit with adultery. Not for a friendship. I mean, we haven't done anything that consists of adultery.
They're just friends.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You woke that man up in the middle of his sleep to tell him that you love that other man so much. We got matching tats, but that's it, you know.
Yeah. That's all. That's it. They're just friends.
I mean, if I was you, I'd probably hate me. I've broken every vow that I made. And it hurts me that I hurt you.
Oh, it hurts her that she hurt him. Oh.
Comfort me, Ryan, please. I didn't mean to hurt you so bad. It hurts me that I hurt you.
No, it's not even I didn't mean to hurt you. It's just, it hurts me that you're hurt. But I'm not going to stop hurting you. Yeah. how to make this about myself. Jesus.
But yo, check out my cat, dude. This is tight. Look at this.
No, dude. This has been my favorite series since like all the Big Ed stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, I was already suspicious of Gypsy Rose, right? I was talking trash in the comment section. I was like, can't. And as the show has progressed, I'm just like, good job, buddy. You were right the whole time. Yeah.
But Ken, you don't know all the details. Oh, they coming.
They on the way. Don't you worry.
Ryan, it's too late. I've set down a path I can't change, even if I wanted to.
Even if she wanted to change what's happened, she can't. Well, like her hooking up with Ken, I mean, they're just friends, allegedly. It's just like this unchangeable fate, this path that she can't stop. AKA, Ryan, I don't want to stop, so I'm not going to.
Right.
But I have to word it in a way that doesn't make me look like the bad guy, even though everyone can see through this plainly. Like, God.
Ryan, listen, it's not my fault, okay? I just, fate is strong. You know that.
I can't stop it.
It's written in stone.
And the whole time they're having this conversation, like the camera crew's hitting her by like three different angles, you know? It's like, oh my God, dude. I just paused it right here, and it looks like the background on her phone is her kissing Ryan still. But it says ex-huh. Like, he is now ex-husband in her phone already.
Wow, with a picture of her kissing him.
Yeah, it's... But anyway, they finally end the phone call, right?
I want a divorce, and in 6 to 9 months, I'm going to be with Ken.
6 to 9 months?
Oh, yeah, I bet you're waiting every bit of that, 6 to 9 months.
Yeah, in 6 to 9 months, you know. But she wants a divorce, you know, it's this path she can't stop. She feels so bad, but she wants a divorce.
And she meant, legally, I have to say this.
She ends the call.
Okay.
She ends the call with Ryan and then calls Ken. Just cold,
of course,
man.
She does, dude. She doesn't care.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm driving.
Oh, everything's fine again.
Oh, man.
I talked to Ryan. I just got off the phone with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
He wants to meet up.
No!
You what?
If Ryan would have said that, that would have been Manipulation City. You know?
Right! No, you can't do that! You shouldn't.
They're just
do that.
Friends. Why? Oh, you know, why would you have a problem with it? Oh, God.
Oh, dude. Oh, I'm not sure if anyone says this anymore these days, but she's a heartless shrew.
Oh, Dane. Dane, it's not over with. It's not over. I don't know if you remember. We only talked about it briefly, but Ryan wanted to take her to a place in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
And she told him no, she didn't want to go. She can't drink. She doesn't want to do it, right?
We had a great weekend. We went to New Orleans. We just hung out, caught up. The idea of getting a husky together.
Yeah, they went. They went.
She went to New Orleans, but with Ken? Yeah.
She won't go with Ryan, but you know.
Dude.
She'll go with Ken.
Dude. The whole world is seeing this, right? Like, everybody, like, if I went, you guys... have eyeballs. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And she talks about the tattoos.
Let's get matching husky tattoos. This was my idea.
That was her idea. And like she says that and it like fades out. That was her idea. Oh, man. And then she just said that like they've just been hanging out, right?
It's almost like a giddy teenager
habit. They're just hanging out.
Wow.
They're just hanging out, Dane.
There's no adultery. You know, I don't want to be caught with adultery. I'm not doing anything to do that. We're just friends.
They're just hanging out. By the way, who took this picture? She had to take it. They're just hanging out, man. They're just hanging out. It's fine.
Wow.
So after that, they cut to Gypsy gets up at 6 a.m., goes to get her surgery. They can't film me the surgery, so it just kind of shows up after when her mom is picking her up. Looking right. She is just out, man.
Wow.
That drive back home after all that anesthesia. Which the stepmom kind of says something a little weird here too.
I was proud when she decided she's doing this. It's a milestone for her.
She's so proud that she's doing this. It's a milestone for her. Like, what did you think about her nose, Mom? God dang, come on.
Right.
Jeez.
This is a milestone for her.
This is huge. I am so proud of her. God dang, that nose
literally
crazy.
Cut the milestone out, you know, just right there. Just.
Then they go to 5 days later for their post-op checkup.
You want to look at it?
Yeah.
Oh, come down.
But still,
wow.
It looks so good.
It looks so good. So it's still swollen. Like it takes a while for like the swelling to go down. Yeah. So she's probably looking at it like, what the? What? Yeah, straighten it out. But yeah, it takes almost takes a year for these things to completely heal. It takes a long time. They talk about the nose job for a while and how like it's like, oh, yeah, it's the best thing ever. And then they cut to time later where they're having a meal and they talk about some divorce stuff.
I feel like I did the right thing on my part by filing for divorce. Like, regardless of what is going on behind the scenes with me and Ken, the right thing to do was acknowledge that this marriage is not what I want and not working.
Yeah. I mean, you might even do that first before. Yeah.
Some would say you should, you know?
Like, it's just, she's over here like, I'm doing the right thing. All the same. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure she's ever done that.
It's like, this is post right thing to do. You think it was like the right thing to do when all this started? You know, geez, whatever. I've been harsh to Mia, but like, as this goes on, her and Dad are the only two human beings in this show, I feel like.
Right.
But because this gets said.
I predicted it a long time ago.
That's awful to say.
No, but it's really true, though.
It's the truth.
She said it since day one.
She said it since day one and manipulated the whole thing. And then it's like, I saw this coming. And Mia's like, that is awful to say. Yeah. And it is. It is awful to say. With the context of everything, that's terrible.
I knew it was going to happen because I wanted it to happen.
Yeah. It's almost like I introduced Ken back into her life, you know? It's almost like I did this. That's manipulation too, man.
I
got some champs in this camp.
Well, if you go back to the crystal ball thing that we talked about at the very beginning of the episode, one of the things they talk about in the videos is how I believe allegedly that Gypsy compared stepmom to her mom. It's like everything in this poor girl's life, even herself, is just jacked up, man. But it keeps going.
Don't cut me off. Birthday and stuff. You cut me off. It got less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The cracks are starting to show, Dane.
Yep.
Everybody's being chummy for the cameras, but
Yep.
Played a big role in their thing.
Well, you know, she needed to know the real reason why he ended
it.
Did she?
She was kind of married.
You kind of really overstepped your bounds there, stepmom.
I'm clapping for Mia. You know what? She's got a brain too. I like her, you know? Yeah. She has been
redeemed.
Yeah.
They can not like Ryan, sure, because Ryan met Gypsy Rose in the prison just like everybody else did. And I get that. Got out, sure. Got married. It's weird. As a family member, you should be concerned. And I was giving her a hard time because it didn't seem like Ryan was doing anything wrong, but everybody hated him. But I just feel like she was probably caught up in a lot of that anyway within the family. If mom's out here running her mouth like she is.
Yeah.
And now at this point of the show, she's like, look, I get not liking Ryan, but what you did?
Yeah. No, what you
did. That ain't it, Mom.
This ain't a pretty look.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
He should have told her, then not you.
Ooh.
Exactly. And then it cuts to a commercial after that. The conversation continues and it's. It just keeps going. It doesn't really get any better.
The main reason why he ended it was not what we thought.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that either.
Thank you! Thank you! Because it's stupid! It is dumb!
Absolutely.
The reason, I need to let her go or whatever. My circle of friends said that I should get rid of her. Everyone around me told me, and then I let her go, and then she dated somebody else and married them. And then I was like, oh no,
you're not actually supposed to go. You're supposed to marry me then.
You're supposed to wait for me. What happened? so dumb.
Yikes, dude.
Well, he has every single right, so let him feel the way that he could. Then why are you saying that you wouldn't want him talking about Ken like that? That is his feeling.
No, he has a better understanding.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how we all feel. Hold our brains in. Now, Ryan can't, he don't need to be talking to Ken like that. I'm just, but, you know, Ken can be mad at Ryan. We can all hate Ryan, but Ryan, he can't hate Ken.
That's so stupid. She literally propaganded everything to make the whole entire family hate Ryan, but he can't hate Ken. Go away, lady. Go away. I don't care where she goes. Just go away. That's crazy.
There just have been many things from many different angles that have bothered me. Maybe just different values, different morals, but I mean, it is what it is. It's not my life.
Yeah, maybe just different values, different morals. Maybe those are pretty low for everyone else at the
table.
Maybe
some people have none. You know, it is what it is.
So this is what, I don't know if I talked about this earlier, but the thought came back when I was talking about how like Gypsy's relationship with her stepmom here has been like not great. It's like, and they even like off camera, allegedly.
Right.
And I talked about how it seemed like Gypsy was getting like really bad advice, how to handle her coming out of jail and like her public image. And I think it was the stepmom. I don't have any evidence of that, but I feel like it just, this whole thing feels dumb enough that it's like,
yeah,
she's the one that's like, you should, yeah, this would be really, you should do this. That'd be freaking great. And it's, cause it's just, it's so the whole thing's so trashy. And then like everything that's coming out of this lady's mouth in the show is something I'd see on Jerry Springer. Right.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Dane. Mia, she's not done yet. She's got some more truth to lay on them.
Y'all are making irrational decisions based on short-term happiness instead of, you know, thinking long-term.
Wise beyond her years.
Absolutely. So
she just became the smartest person on this show.
You know, for some reason, I almost can guarantee her and Gypsy aren't friends at this point. You know, they're probably not getting along either.
Probably not. They're probably never going to speak to each other again after this. Yeah. She's not playing along. Get rid of her. But also, I don't know, because we know that Gypsy likes people to... She likes the drama also, right? She likes the drama. Like, how does she feel about them fighting?
Watching Mia and Christy fight, I'm just like, mm-hmm. People get affected by my choices. I get affected by my choices.
Then she goes about making it all about herself again.
Mm-hmm. I did this to everybody.
Yeah, everybody gets affected by me. I'm so important. But anyway, they wrap that up finally. It goes back to Ryan. Ryan's talking to his mom. And Ryan tells his mom that Gypsy messaged him at 3 a.m. asking about Pixie.
I get a text at like 3 in the morning. Hey, I'm awake. Please let me know you're okay. How's our baby doing?
Oh, now she wants to know about Pix.
Oh, now she wants to know. Get him, Mom.
And notice the time. It's 3 in the morning when she's up late, just being all sad about her decisions, you know?
I guess, yeah. 3 a.m., that's when I like to talk about stuff.
Ken's asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Ken's asleep. Now I can talk about this.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and text you.
And of course, Mom's going to try to give him some advice and stuff, talk about how the stuff's weird.
If she wants to go, go. But why the continual contact?
Yeah. Mom knows.
She don't know how it's going. Gotta go. We can yet, you know? She's got to keep that back up.
Yeah. Or she just enjoys him being upset and like the love triangle thing going on. I don't know.
She loves drama. She lives in
it. And Ryan talks to his mom, and then it cuts back to Gypsy and her family, and they talk about, you know, how everyone's doing.
Your time with Ken.
It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah. We went to New Orleans.
Her time with Ken was amazing. It's so good, you know.
Because she asked me, she's like, oh, you going to get a tattoo? I said, yeah, I'm going to get a tattoo. Ken's getting one too. But she didn't ask me if we were getting matching tattoos.
So they talk about the tattoos, and Mia's mad about that. Everyone's cheesing about it. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, she don't like that. Yes, because she's the only one around with a goddamn brain, I swear.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, it is bigger.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than what I thought. And then, like, his is the same thing, but it doesn't have this.
At least it doesn't say Ken.
No, it doesn't. Right?
Yeah, so they get tattoos, and Dad's like, at least it doesn't say Ken.
Yeah, right. At least you get another man's name tatted on you while you're still married.
Yeah, at least you didn't do that. Oh, God. So everyone talks to Christy in this episode. Like, Dad's going to talk to old Mom about kind of what happened as well.
I guess we're moving on to Ken. I have to start accepting.
Ken's a good guy. I've talked to him a lot more than you.
I'm not saying he's not a good guy.
Right.
Yeah, she's talked to him a lot more, but why are you talking to him again? You know? Oh, yeah.
Right.
So Christy starts yapping in this conversation, talking about, well, like, Gypsy wanted this, Gypsy wanted that. It sounds like she's kind of just pulling stuff, you know, out of thin air. And and Rod's kind of, he just kind of accepts it as fact.
Would have said, I'm totally against it. No, that's what she wanted you to say. She was craving that.
She was craving that. She was craving you to tell her no, because you're supposed to read minds. It's all this post-it-happened excuses for everything. Oh, she wanted you to tell her no. She wanted you to tell her what to do because obviously she likes people to tell her what to do, and she doesn't clap back with, you remind me of my mother when people do it. Obviously she wanted you to tell her that.
This show just oozes manipulation, dude. This is crazy.
But that's kind of how the conversation goes. They keep going and kind of become, it kind of becomes his fault. By the end of the conversation, it's weird.
I'm not going to tell her no next time if I don't like it either. She's got to make her own decision.
You're right. You're right.
I'm not carrying that.
But I know what you're right. Know, exactly.
She might be mad right now.
Like, he starts getting like more animated as the conversation goes on. And he's like, I'm not going to tell her what to live her life. She needs to make her own decisions, you know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, stepmom is like, she wants you to tell her no.
The kind that says, no, you can't get married is the kind of daddy that says, no, you got to be home by 10 o'clock.
No.
I'm not that person.
I know you're not that person. Don't get mad at me.
I'm just saying.
No. Don't get mad at me. I'm just over here trying to pull strings.
You know? Yeah, I'm just over here trying to actually make you feel guilty, regardless of either way you went with the conversation, right? Oh, she's mad because you were supposed to tell her no. Oh, wait, well, oh, my God. Oh, no,
oh, but we wouldn't tell her that, but that's what kind of person that is. Oh, don't get mad at me. Let me spin it back out of you. Now you're the one getting mad, so how dare you? You know, jeez, dude, whatever.
You take that anger out on his ass over there in Lake Charles, not on me.
Yeah, go over there. That's where Ken stays, actually, what she's talking about. Go and take it out on him, not me. It's not her fault, even though everything that's happening is her fault.
Yeah.
I saw your face. I saw your reaction.
I'm just making a point.
Now you're freaking pissed. And it's okay.
Is it okay? That's pretty much how the conversation goes. Like, it just ends with just making him feel guilty for nothing. He didn't do anything. Yeah. But, like, none of this is his fault because he didn't come in there and, like, stop it from happening, even though they want it to happen. Whatever.
Right. And then he tried to make himself feel bad because, oh, well, she didn't feel like, you know, home enough or welcome enough.
Yeah.
Yo, man, that's not on you either, dude.
Anyway, they have this freaking weird conversation, and then it skips forward again, and Gypsy's on the phone with Ken.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you at?
Gypsy's got a whole bunch of prescriptions over here. I don't know what's all on that. He's on the way to see her, and now the background is not her and Ryan anymore. Mm. And then she goes outside, talks to the rest of the family, and Rod talks about how he has concerns with her dating Ken, right?
You know, I'm walking a line with her, and you know, I don't want to be too pushy, but I'll be supportive, provide her with some good advice, which.
So Dad, he's having like this internal struggle because he's not getting good advice from anyone, to be honest. But he's like, he's got a problem with it, but he doesn't want to like overstep his bounds with his 32 whatever year old daughter. But like, he's a human with a functioning brain, so he's looking at the situation and going,
This don't seem right, but how do I say this?
Yeah, what do I do? How do I handle this? Anyway, after he says all that, Ken shows up at the house. You know, he's there. Hooray. He's got his dog.
Good. You did good.
And then,
just an hour late.
Yeah.
You're right.
And she immediately sits on his lap, starts smelling him.
Wow.
This is, for me, I can't imagine, like, going to, like, I'm hanging out with my parents, you know, and then like Mary like comes sits on my lap and is like smelling on me, like acting like you're in high school, you know, like they don't know how to curb their public display of affection. It just bugs me, right? Eventually, the conversation goes to them talking about kids.
Oh, and the last thing I wanted to say, she wants a baby.
What?
I can tell, bro.
What?
Dad can tell, bro. It's because they've. Because her and Ryan were trying the whole time, you know, that's the tea anyway. And they had a baby onesie in the closet, and she's always talking about getting cream pies, and, you know.
Oh, gosh. Dad, you can't say that till she's still married.
Yeah, I think the time of this recording, like, I don't think this was recorded, like, a super long time ago. Like,
okay, so it's, that may be over.
Yeah, well, then she also has her baby announcement. So I'm not too sure the timeline is, but I don't think there's, like, I don't think it's, like, 8 months of time like it is for, like, other shows. I think, like, okay. This stuff is fairly recent. Like, well, if you go back and, like, look when in, like, the social media stuff, you can also use that for, like, a timeline, which is, like,
right,
I don't know.
Right.
It was still a couple months ago, but it wasn't, like, super long ago.
I'm going to tell both of y'all, just wait, okay?
Okay. Make sure. Yeah, just wait, Dad says. Just wait. Mm. Nah. Gypsy's got it. She's got a whole PR list of things she's got to do, and talking about her baby is at the top of that list.
Give your relationship a chance to develop without the stress of...
Well, one
for
baby.
Sure. Additional burdens,
yeah.
Okay?
I don't know if you heard that part. He's over here talking sense. Give the relationship a chance. Before you start trying to have a baby, and then stepmom's like, well, one baby wouldn't hurt.
And then you hear Gypsy in the bank. Yeah, we'll have babies. Like, that's not what Dad just said. Listen.
Nobody listens.
Please, I'm going to be really disappointed.
No, I 100% agree with you on that. It's definitely, you know, it's...
Everybody's having jokes and laughing, but everybody's like, please, I will be really disappointed. Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So Mary gave me some notes about this part right here. And Mary says, prepare to be disappointed, Rod, because according to the timeline, Gypsy would have to have either already been pregnant or intentionally gotten pregnant within days of him saying this.
Oh. Wow.
But they also talk about it in this episode, too. Like, it's like the next scene they go to.
It is the end of May, and I am late on my period.
And it's playing like this scary music. Duh, she's late. Duh, the end of May.
I'll go take a test. So I go in the bathroom, I take the test. And it came back positive.
Dun, dun, dun. How about that, Dane? Mm. It's positive. So, you know.
Who would have thought?
So they had unprotected sex right after Dad, or, you know, around that time. Whenever they were just friends, and while she's married, they still have a guy divorce. Oh God! And even the way she explains, kind of like talking to Ken, and like how he responds to like the news of her skipping the period, and he's like, oh, you know, maybe I'm just, you know, late or whatever. And he's like, or they're trying. They're obviously trying to.
Yeah.
They've been around each other for maybe not even a month at this point. I think they've seen each other a handful of times. She's happy though. She's real happy. And this right here, there, she's talking about how her dad's going to kill her, and she's just like elated.
My first thought is my dad's going to kill me.
I just love the drama that I cause with all my terrible life decisions.
I don't know if it's just me, but this joke hits a little different when Gypsy says it. I don't know why, you know.
My dad's gonna kill me.
This joke doesn't age well with me. I don't know.
How's Ryan taking the news?
A month right after she left, Gypsy texts me a bunch of pregnancy test and says she was pregnant. Okay. Well, who's the father?
Why is that a question?
The timeline, you know, she's like right after she left and all of a sudden she's pregnant, you know?
It could have been me or Ken at that point. So she didn't know. She was like, I don't know.
So Brian is suspicious, right? of like, is it just another thing to like drag him along kind of thing, you know?
Yep.
But the reason, I mean, Mary talked about this. The reason why I don't think it's Ryan's is because the nose job thing, like she couldn't have been like, they do blood tests and stuff before you like get put under anesthesia and stuff. So you're not going to be like secretly pregnant and get like a surgery where they put you under. So I don't think there's any way that she was pregnant. At least as far as my knowledge goes, that kind of stuff like that. They're pretty thorough about it. They can check. You know, they do a blood test and be like, yeah, you're pregnant or not. So since she got her nose job after she left, we don't think it can be Ryan's unless she went and saw him like sometime after that.
It's one of those like, I don't
I don't believe it. I still don't. You know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that.
Man's just so tired, too. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm contractually obligated to do this show. Yeah, I don't know. So Ryan does say one thing in this interview that, like, I've been saying that they always wanted to get pregnant, but he literally just confirms it in this interview.
Like, secretly, Gypsy and me were trying to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Gypsy always wanted to be pregnant. It's so confusing.
Yeah, and then she goes on social media and stuff and is like, we don't want to get pregnant. We don't want to. No, but the whole time she's trying. And it's
yeah.
Yeah. And then they, while they're rolling the credits, you know, they got to interview Gypsy and like, see how she's doing. She's wearing the dress that she made her announcement in for YouTube.
No, it's just like I'm happy again. And I don't want to do anything to mess it up.
We'll see how that goes. I guess in the future. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's the freaking last episode we got to watch. So, yay! Let me know what you think about it in the comments. You know, leave a like, leave a comment, do all that cool stuff. If today's your birthday, happy birthday. Stay toast, my friends. I love you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.